Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Yedzayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah now is going to discuss two different types of cases where we have that the wall of the sukkah is separated from the schach, or at least from the kosher schach. The first type of case is going to be when there's avir, when there's airspace in between the wall and the schach. And then the second type of case is going to be when there's pasul schach in between the wall and the schach. But it's all the same idea when the wall is separated from the kosher schach. So says the Mishnah. The first type of case. Hirkech esasikuch min adefane shloisha tfachim. Psula. The halacha is once you have three tfachim of avir separating the wall from the schach, three tfachim of avir, that passes the sukkah. That makes it that we don't view the wall anymore as being a wall of the sukkah. Technically speaking, if you have a four-walled sukkah, and this only happens by one of the walls, so the sukkah will still be kosher, the Mishnah just means to say is that that wall is now disassociated with the sukkah, and it cannot be counted towards one of the walls of the sukkah. Therefore, standardly speaking, when we have a three-walled sukkah, the entire sukkah will now be possible, because now you only have two walls. But again, the shear by avir is three tfachim. That's the first case. Now the Mishnah is going to move on to the second case where we have schach pasul separating the wall from the schach, and the Mishnah is going to tell us three different types of cases of schach pasul. First case says the Mishnah, bayish nifchas v'sikech al gabov. Let's say you have a roof that caved in, and so you have a hole now in the middle of the room, and you have the walls around the whole room, and you have some of the roof right by the walls. Now that wall, that roof that's right by the walls is technically, generally speaking, was made out of wood and it's chach kosher, but being that it was put on for your house, it's considered tasev loimina aso, it's pasul schach. And now you have this middle area of the room which is now opened up, and you put schach on top of it, you put schach in the middle of the room, like many people have, the roof opens up, and you can put schach, some people have it at just the middle of the room. So this was the olden day case of such a sukkah, bayish and nivchas, v'sikech ogabov. So the halacha is im yesh min ha-kaisa l'sikuch arba amos psula, that the shear is four amos. When it comes to pasul schach, so the shear that has to separate between the wall and the schach that will make it that the wall is pasul, that the wall is not associated with the sukkah, is four amos. Anything less than four amos, we apply daif and akuma, like we've learned earlier in the Aftal Namun Aleph, that we could look at the wall as if it goes up, and then the schach kosher becomes part of the wall, and the middle of the wall bends, and the wall is still associated with the schach. If it's less than four amos, we could apply daif and akuma. Once there's four amos of pasul schach separating the wall from the kosher schach, so then that wall will now not be part of the sukkah anymore, and if it's a three-walled sukkah, the sukkah is going to be pasul. Says the Mishnah, another case of daif and akuma, v'chein chatzer, if you have a courtyard, so you have a bunch of houses around a central courtyard, shimukefas achsadra, and besides these houses surrounding the courtyard, there's also an overhang on top of all the houses. So it's really like the same picture of bayish and ifchas, it's just a different version of bayish and ifchas. This is that the chatzer has the overhangs in front of all these houses which go on over this chatzer, and then you have the middle part of the chatzer which doesn't have any sort of roof on it, and you put schach on top of that, so that also, or a sukkah gedayla, if you have a large sukkah shekifuhu bedavar she'enu misachin and she'enu misachin bay, and you put over it right by the walls pasul schach. So, and then before you put on the kosher schach, so you first have pasul schach right by the walls. So the halacha is the same. If you have underneath the schach pasul four amis, so then the sukkah is going to be pasul, meaning because those walls by the schach pasul will not be associated with the sukkah. If it's less than four amis, then we can apply daif and akuma to bring the wall closer to the sukkah by bending the wall, by making the schach part of the wall. Says the Mishnah now. Says the Gemara now. Kol hani lamali. Why do we have to have all these three different cases of daif and akuma? They all seem to be saying the exact same halacha, that when you have pasul schach separating the wall from the schach, so then the shear is dal ames. Why do we have to have so many different cases of it? So says the Gemara Tzricha, that we need all the cases. Each case is teaching us a different element of Chiddush. Diashmin and Baisha Nifchas, if we would have had the first case of the roof that caved in, that we could apply Daif and Akuma if it's less than four Amais, I would have said Misham Dahani Mechitzais Labayis Avidan. That why is it that we apply Daif and Akuma by the house? Because the walls were made for the inside. So the walls were made technically for the Sukkah. That's why we could apply Daif and Akuma. Avochatzar Mukafas Achsadra, but when you have the chatzar that's surrounded by the houses with the overhangs, the mechitza is lav l'achsadra avidi, the walls weren't made for the achsadra, they were made for the inside of the house. It's the walls of the house that are acting as the walls of the sukkah now. The walls of the house weren't made for the outdoors, they were made for inside the house. And therefore, emoloi, I could have thought that we don't apply doif and akuma in such a case, therefore tzricha, the Mishnah needed to tell us the chiddush of the case of the chatzar. V'yashmin and hanitarti, if I just would have had these two cases, the case of the roof that caved in, and the case of the chatzar with the houses with the overhang, I would have said that by these cases we could apply daif and akuma when there's less than doubt amais of schach pasul, misham de sikcha and schach kosher. Because in both of those cases, be'etzem, the schach is kosher. Even what we're considering schach pasul is really schach kosher. It's wood, it grows from the ground, it's not makabel tuma, everything's kosher about it, it's just that it wasn't placed there as schach. So it's a problem of tasav loy mina asoy. But be'etzem, it's schach kosher. So I would have thought to say that when is it that we apply daif and akuma? That's only when we have schach, which is be'etzim schach kosher, there's just an external reason why you can't use it. Tasav leimen asoy. Avol suka gedayla shekifu abedaver shemes achrim boy. But if you have this large sukkah that you put around it by the walls, things that are puzzle for schach, they're puzzle be'etzim. You put metal rods, the sikcha schach puzzle who, that you put it, you surrounded it with schach, that schach puzzle. So emaloy, I could have thought to say that we don't apply doif and akuma by actual schach puzzle. Therefore tzricha, therefore the Mishnah needed to say this last case of the schach pasul, each case had a different element of chiddush. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabba. Rabba said over that Ashkechtinu l'Rabbana debei Rav, I once found the different avreichim in the yeshiva of Rav, the Yasi v'Ka'amri, they were sitting and they were saying over the following halacha, these Talmidim of Rav, they were saying over the following halacha, that Avir paisel b'shloisha, and schach pasul paisel b'arva, that if a person has avir, ear space, in his sukkah, so that passes the sukkah once there's three tfachim of ear space. Three tfachim of ear space that goes from one end of the sukkah all the way to the other, so that makes a divide in the sukkah, and now we view the sukkah as being two separate sukkahs. More often than not, that will end up passing the sukkah. Technically speaking, if you have a sukkah with four walls, sometimes even with three walls, and you have this, so as long as on one side you would have still a sheer kosher sukkah, so that chelik of the sukkah would still be kosher, like Tosfos points out in Dibur Masal Avir, but the Mishnah is discussing a standard case where this will now, by dividing the sukkah in half, you're now not going to have three walls around either side, and therefore the sukkah is going to be pasul. So again, so Avir is pasul b'shleisha. If you have three tfachim of Avir that goes from one end of the sukkah to the other, that divides the sukkah, and generally speaking, the sukkah would be pasul. And schach pasul, pasul ba'arba. However, when it comes to schach pasul, so there the shear is larger, there the shear is going to be four tfachim. It takes more for us to consider it like two different sukkahs. By Avir, when it's space, so once it's three tfachim, that's very divisive. By schach pasul, it's only when it's four tfachim. That's what Rabba found the Talmidim of Rav saying. So says Rabba, Vamina luhu anas. So I said to these Talmidim of Rav that Avir the Paisel b'shloisha minaluhu. What's your makar that Avir passes a sukkah with just three tefachim? L'chayri ol Talmid it non, because it's our Mishnah Nidzayinam and Aleph Misach Sukkah. The Mishnah says here kichas asikach mina defana shloisha tefachim sula. It says if you put the walls, if you have the walls at a distance of three tefachim from the schach, so the sukkah is possible. So that's l'chayri your makar, that Avir passes by three tefachim. However, I said to them, says Rabbo, I said to these Talmidim, that if so, if that's your makar, so then schach pasul nami lo lifsul ela ba'arba amis. So then the shear of schach pasul to pasul the sukkah shouldn't be four tefachim, like you said, rather it should be four amis. Did not, because the hemshech of the Mishnah reads that ba'yish and nimchas v'sikich al gabov and miyesh bein asikuch l'kaisel arba amis psula. It says that the shear for schach pasul is four amis in our Mishnah. So just like your makar for Avir passing the sukkah is from our Mishnah, which says three tefachim, so then schach pasul l'chayr, which is also mentioned in our Mishnah, the shir should be four amos, not four tefachim. V'amruli, so these Talmidim of Rav, they said to me, says Rabbo, that they said back to me, that bar mina dahi, that no, don't bring any rice in the Mishnah, the Rav Shmuel Amri Tervayu, Mishum Daifin Akuma Naguba. Because there, the reason why schach pasul, we could have even up to four, just under four amis of schach pasul, that's because we're using daif and akuma, and that we're not, once we say daif and akuma, so now that schach pasul becomes like a wall. So we don't have schach, any schach pasul in the sukkah. the schach pasul becomes part of the wall. However, when you have schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah, so then the shear is four tfachim, you can't bring any raya against that from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about when the schach pasul gets converted into being a wall by means of daif and akuma. We're talking about a case when you have schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah. Schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah, meaning more than four ames away from the walls, so then the shear is four tfachim. That's what the Talmidim of Rav responded to Rabbah. Now Rabbah continues that I said back to the Talmidim of Rav that this doesn't make any sense, this halacha, because ma'ilu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba. What would happen if you have a sukkah that there's schach pasul with just under four amas of schach pasul, va'aver pachos mishleisha, and right next to that there's just under three tfachim of there's just under four tfachim of schach pasul, and there's just under three tfachim of aver. My, what would be the halacha? You'll tell me it's kshera, because you don't have a shear of schach pasul, and you don't have a shear of schach of avir. Now, what will be malya b'shapudin if you fill up some of that ear space right next to the schach pasul? You put in one piece of metal rod, so now you have four tfachim of schach pasul. So, my, what's the halacha going to be? You'll tell me it's psula, because now you have four tfachim of schach pasul. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, because v'lo yehi avir ha'paisul b'shleisha kischach. You're telling me that it becomes that a piece of metal rod is more chamer than avir. When you had the same exact setup, it was just under four tfachim of schach pasul, just under three tfachim of avir, you told me it was fine. All of a sudden you fill up the avir with schach pasul, and now the sukkah became worse off than it was before. How could schach pasul be worse than the avir that there was before? So therefore your shita makes no sense. That's what Rabbah said to the Talmidim of Rav. So now the Talmidim of Rav said back to Rabbah, that your shita doesn't make it any better in terms of this kasha, that you hold that the schach pasul passes only when there's four amos. Why is that any better? The amrat schach pasul pasul ba'arba amos, that you say that schach pasul passes with arba amos, still I could ask you the same kasha. Said the Talmidim of Rav, ma'ilu ika schach pasul pachos me'arba amos. What's going to be? You have just under four amos of schach pasul, and right next to that you have va'avir pachos me'arba. You have ear space that's just under three tfachim. Mai, what are you going to tell me? That it's kshera because you don't have a shear of either one. And then what will you say? If malya bishapu, then you've put a metal rod where the avir is, and now you're mashlim the shear of arba amos of schach pasul, then you'll tell me it's psula. What happened to loye avir apaisel bishleisha kischach pasul apaisel b'arba amos? I'll ask you the same question. Then why should avir, which has a smaller shear, it's more chamer, be treated more leniently than schach pasul, which has a larger shear? That when it was avir, the sukkah was kosher. All of a sudden, you put in a piece of schach pasul and the pasul's dol sukkah, so I could ask you the same kasha back on yourself. However, says Rabbah, that no, I'm not bothered on my shita, the fact that this is what plays out. Because, hi, my, there's no comparison. Bishlam alididi, it makes sense according to my shita, that mina arba amais, that I say that the shear for schach pasul is four amais. So why do I say that that's the shear? Mishram shi'ura v'lav shi'urahu. Because it's part of the halacha ma'isha misinai of shi'urim, that the shear of schach pasul, which passes a sukkah, is arba amais. Less than arba amais is not the shear, and therefore haylav shiuruhu. The reason why, when you have less than arba amos of schach pasul and less than three tfachim of aver, the sukkah's kshera, is because you don't have a shear of either one. Kevin deloy shavu shiurayu la'adadi, and since the shiurim of each one are not the same, there's a halach l'mayshim misinai about aver that apostles by three tfachim. There's a halach l'mayshim misinai about schach pasul that apostles with arba amos. So therefore, lay mitstarfi, being that they have different shiurim, so they're not mitstarf with each other, as we'll discuss in the following. This idea that when things don't have the same shear, so they're not mitzarif. However, said Rabbah back to the Talmidim of Rav, but according to you, the amrisu shear mishamaflagam, that you don't have any makar that the shear should be arba tfachim. Where do you get it from that the shear is four tfachim? According to you, it's all just a svara of what it takes for us to now view the sukkah as being split in half. So by avir, the svara tells us it's three tfachim. By schach pasul, the svara tells us that it's four tfachim. It's all really the same idea, though. It's all the same shear. It's all about us associating the sukkah as being split in half. It's not because it's different halacha l'mishnah Sinai, it's different shiurim. It's all the same shear. Whatever it takes for us to view the sukkah as being split in half. So if so, mali espalag b'schach pasul, mali espalag b'schach pasul v'avir. So if so, that's why Rabbi said, that's why I'm asking on you, Dafka, that according to you, there should be no difference if the sukkah is split in half using just schach pasul or by combining schach pasul with avir. According to you, that it's all the same, that the reason for the shear is all the same, so therefore, even though the numbers are different, we should combine the two. And the Ritva explains that the Talmidim of Rav, who we don't find in the Gemara, that they answered Rabbah back, l'chayr, they held that even though the reasons are the same, since the maisa, the shiurim are different, therefore they don't combine. However, Rabbah held that being that the reason for the shiurim are the same, so therefore, we should combine the two, and that's why he dafka asked on them, on the Talmidim of Rav, and on his own shita, he didn't have it shver. And again, the Gemara does not record the Talmidim of Rav's answer. Says the Gemara now, Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbo, that Ulamar Nami, according to you also, that you say that the shear is Arba Amos, and therefore it doesn't combine, Nihi Deloy Shavu Shiurayu B'Sukka Gedayla, granted that when it comes to a large sukkah, a sukkah that's more than Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, so there's no, the shear are not the same. But B'Sukka Katana, Miloy Shavu Shiurayu, but by a sukkah that's the smallest, the minimum size sukkah, a Zayin al Zayin Tefach sukkah, don't they both have the same shear? Because when you have a Zayin al Zayin Tefach sukkah, so we need it to be that there's 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim of Tzchach. Now the only way you'll get that is if the entire sukkah is kosher, or if there's less than 3 tfachim of avir or schach pasul, because then we could apply lovehood and we could ignore that space, we could view that space as if it's filled up. Once you have 3 tfachim of either avir or schach pasul and you can't apply lovehood, so then the sukkah will be pasul stam just because of the fact that you don't have zayin al zayin tfachim of schach kosher. So it comes out that by a minimum size sukkah, by a sukkah that's zayin al zayin tfachim, the avir and schach pasul have the same shear. The shear for both of them is going to be 3 tfachim. So therefore, Abai asked Rabbo, since we found in one place, by a sukkah katana, that the shiurim of avir and schach pasul are the same, by a sukkah katana, the shiur for both of them is 3 tfachim, so if so, then they should be able to combine. The shiurim we find in one place that they have the same shiur, that should be enough for us to say that avir and schach pasul should combine to pasul a sukkah. However, Amar Lei, Rabbi said back to Abaye, even though your assumption is true that if we find in one place that they have the same shear that we combine them, Hasam Lam Yishub Deshavu Shiurayu Lahadadi. But by a sukkah katana, it's not the pshat that the shear of schach pasul changes by a sukkah katana. It's not the pshat that now all of a sudden they have the same shear, that the shear to pasul the sukkah is 3 tfachim. Elam Yishum Delesa L'Shiura Desukahu. The reason why when you have 3 tfachim of schach pasul by a sukkah katana, so now the sukkah is pasul, is not because that's the shear of schach pasul to pasul the sukkah. It's just because now we can't say love it anymore, and now we don't have a kosher a sukkah, because now we don't have zayin al zayin tfachim of schach kosher. So it's not because that's the shear of schach pasul, it's just because now we don't have a sukkah kshera. Memela, we don't have any place that schach pasul and avir have the same shear, and that's why, says Rabbah, that's why I hold that they never combine. His kasher was only on the Talmidim of Rav, who say that the shear is all the same reason, so that's why he asked on them that the shearim should combine.